Hello, everybody, and welcome to a special news edition of The Fourth Age, a Wheel of Time podcast brought to you by DragonMount.com.
Welcome to The Fourth Age, a Wheel of Time podcast brought to you by DragonMount.com.
The Wheel of Time is an epic fantasy series written by Robert Jordan. There are currently 11 novels in the main series, as well as one prequel novel.
Sadly, in September of 2007, as he was working on finishing the series, Robert Jordan lost a long and hard-fought battle.
However, despite the loss of its creator, the wheel turns on.
This podcast is dedicated to discussing and enjoying the monumental work of fiction that is The Wheel of Time.
Welcome, everybody, to a special segment of The Fourth Age, a Wheel of Time podcast brought to you by DragonMount.com. This is Virginia. With me today is Andrew, and he has some very special information for us.
Thank you, Virginia. Hello, everyone. This is just another quick update in our news segment of What You Should Know. We decided that we would like to inform everyone in the listening audience about two of the most prominent Wheel of Time cons that are coming up in the near to distant future. The first one, of course, being Dragon Con. It is North America's largest pop culture convention. It runs from August 29th through September the 1st in Atlanta, Georgia. There are over 35 simultaneous programming tracks, and they cover topics from Star Trek, Star Wars, the works of Joss Whedon, the Stargate, Tolkien, Pern, and many, many others. Badges for the event are currently at $75, and that will increase to $90 on July 15th. Sorry about the lateness and the timing on that one, but we figured better late than never. This year's Wheel of Time track for Dragon Con is actually in its seventh year, which is pretty remarkable for any long-term science fiction sort of convention.
That's right, and one of the most exciting things about this year's Dragon Con is that Brandon Sanderson is going to be one of the featured guests, and I'm sure everybody's looking forward to a chance to meet him and hear him speak. Other guests at Dragon Con this year include the cast of Firefly, Star Trek, Battlestar Galactica, Kevin J. Anderson, Anne McCaffrey, and hundreds more, literally hundreds more. They are all listed at www.dragoncon.org. The highlights from the Wheel of Time track this year include, obviously, Brandon Sanderson, the Wheel of Time costume contest, the Eye of the World interpretive dance, and Jennifer Ling says you really have to see it to believe it, and the Dragon Mount 10th Anniversary Ball. They do about 30 hours of programming over 4 days, so it should be very, very exciting, and I hope that some of us from the podcast will be able to be there. We're not sure yet, and we hope if we can, we'll see you there. And again, the website is www.dragoncon.org. I believe there's another exciting event coming up in the beginning of 2009. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Andrew?
Yes. There will be hosting the first Jordan Con. It is the first Wheel of Time exclusive convention. It's held in Alpharetta, Georgia, a suburb of Atlanta. Many of the Wheel of Time track staff are involved from Dragon Con. The Wheel of Time programming director is the convention chair for this. The dates for that are going to be April 17th through April 19th of 2009. Really special thing about that, the guest of honor is actually going to be Harriet. Wilson is a fan guest of honor as well.
Yes, most of us will remember from Robert Jordan's blog, Wilson, brother, cousin, fourth of three. And, of course, everyone knows Harriet. The membership price is currently $50. I believe there will be a price increase later in the year, and we'll keep you posted on that. The website for everything about JordanCon is www.ageoflegends.net, and we hope that everybody will be able to attend. And that pretty much wraps up our Wheel of Time news.
It sort of does, and it sort of doesn't. There is one other little blip that I would like to mention as one of our long-running podcasters. We have, I want to say, on the upwards of 6 or 7 episodes recorded right now, possibly even more than that. And We really want to get them out to you. However, we have very, very little in the way of editing staff.
That's right. Unfortunately, some of us who are basically just podcasters have been pressed into servitude as editors. And while I personally really enjoy editing, I just don't have the time. And unfortunately, nobody else really has it either. And it's not terribly complex, but it is time-consuming. So this may be considered our official call for auditions for editor. If you have any technical skills in editing audio podcasts, please contact us at podcast@dragonmount.com, and we'll be happy to work with you. The tools you will need will be Audacity or some other audio editing program of your choice, and basically the ability just to cut and paste and edit the audio file so that they come out looking nice, and add in some music and the other things. So please contact us if you're at all interested.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of people who have mentioned in the forums that they wouldn't mind hearing just the raw sound files from our recording. Let me tell you, some of the raw files are really horrendous until the people who do the editing for us get in there and clean it up. It's not just us all sitting as if we were sitting at a table talking to each other. There are things that just, you know, certain microphones might pick up static or background noise that needs to be filtered out. There's a lot of stuff that goes into the editing that a lot of people don't actually realize happens. And our ideal situation, hopefully, is to get two or three people who could edit regularly. And that way we could help get our episodes that we record for everyone who is a fan of the Wheel of Time post it as quick as possible, and that hopefully get up to a regular sort of schedule again like we were, well, what, almost two and a half years back now?
No, absolutely. It's not a very difficult task, but it does take time because you have to listen to the files over and over again, and sometimes if you're working on a 45-minute or an hour podcast, it can take a couple of hours or more. Levels need to be adjusted, things need to be taken out, things possibly need to be rearranged. We don't script this, so unfortunately there are more than our share of bloopers. So we would be very happy if anybody could help us to edit, because you know, we record pretty much once a week without exception, and it would not be difficult for us at all to get out a podcast a week if we had editing help. But we are extremely backed up right now with episodes, and I do believe that there are more like 10 that are in the can needing to be edited rather than 6. But we hope someone's out there just anxious to do this job. More than one of you, we hope.
Definitely.
By the way, we should take a moment to mention that this is strictly a volunteer editor position. We're all volunteers here at the Fourth Age, and unfortunately, there's no money in it for anybody. Sorry.
So, that being said, once again, if you would like to help us out in our editing need for the Fourth Age, you can email us at podcast@dragonmount.com, or alternatively, if you are within the States, you can call and leave us a message on our 800 number. It is 1-888-333-7690. You can leave us a message on that telephone number, although a more sure way of getting a hold of us is to email us at podcast@dragonmount.com. Thank you once again, and this has been What You Should Know.
Thank you, Andrew, and thank you, everybody, for listening, and we hope that we'll be welcoming a few new editors to our Fourth Age team. Good night, everybody. Walk in the light. Thank you.